Öffnen wir diesen.
Ja, okay.
Let's go upstairs. And here we go. All right. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Dubious Goals. Dubious Goals Committer. Okay, hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I've just moved into the Synth Zone 4. Because, I was messing with this thing a little bit yesterday, and I thought, well, you might want to hear it. So that's what we're doing right now, because it's like 3 degrees where I live. It's cold outside, and the wind is blowing. It'll be warmer later. So it's indoor day. Anyway, last night, what did I change exactly? I did some minor tweaking on some modulation, mainly to the bass line, and I changed the other thing. Just start it. So this is the new bass line. It's only slightly different, but the modulation is completely different. It's a little clicky because of that. But anyway, then there's also this. And the only way that this is different is that I ran it through the effects processor thingy, put some delay and reverb on it, so it runs a little bit. And with the bass line, it sounds like this. Drums. Wow, wow. So there's all that. And then there was that lead line. And I had to change it because it was driving me nuts. And so I came up with something that's slightly better. And it sounds like this. We'll be right back. Because this is not what we're actually doing today. I didn't mention this. This is just temporary, but let me reset these things so that when I come back up here later, it's all ready to go. All right, there we are. And that's then, yeah. Okay, we're. Ooh, ow. Oh, let me stand back up again. I unplug this thing and then grab this thing and we're going back downstairs. If it sounds like it's kind of quiet around here, well then you'd be right, because all the construction and destruction and sewer guys finished up the big project here yesterday, so that was nice. And now there's just a giant hole in the street that the city needs to come and fill with concrete. So I sort of slept okay. Not really, but okay enough that I'll be fine after I take a nap this afternoon. So that'll be fun as we move back down in here to Synth Zone Aleph. Ooh, sitting back down. Okay, plug the thing in. Do-do-do-do-do. Just like that. And let's plug this thingy in. This goes right here. Ka-chunk, and we can hear a nice high-pitched whine. Do we have synth? Yeah, we got synth. Do we have input levels? I'm just gonna risk it right about there. It's good, I think. And yeah, we're down here on the main giant big old racky thing. Because we have to do something. We have to do something that I've been working on forever. Sort of, not really. But something I've talked about a lot and have sort of half attempted it a few times, but never really got around to doing it. And now I want to do it because I want to do it for the Kaite show. So we are going to get out the Mad Monk and do crazy stuff with him. And in order to do so, I'm going to need some modulation, and I don't want this anymore. This isn't not working out for me. So we're going to take that out. We're going to unpatch that, and we're going to use that modulation channel for this Mad Monk business. And we're going to do it a little bit differently. This is not going to be Tibetan monk style. This is going to be more Buddhist monk style. I'm thinking woodblock. So, you know, talk while he chants along. Can we do this with what's left over? Oh, I'm sure hoping so. And suddenly it occurred to me, how are we going to do this without everything else firing off at once too? Because I didn't put any control in. We just have the mixer. I guess that's how we're going to do it. Huh. Okay, where to start? Well, I guess the first thing we need to do is plug in the Monk. Do we want to VCA this, or we can make that decision later? Wah. There he is. I can hear him. Maybe we should attenuate this. You know, that's not the worst idea. Let's just try it out. We're going to unplug that, plug it into one end of the attenuator, and we're going to take a little short cable here, go out to here and into here. All right, let's give it some gain. Attenuate. We don't have a whole hell of a lot of attenuation. But I think that'll do. Hopefully we won't need the attenuator for anything else. And now, let's just use these two convenient purple cables. Let's get into the modulation here. Oh, the cables are not quite long enough. Okay, that's fine. We'll just grab these extra long cables over here. Somehow I grabbed three instead of two, and that's fine. All right, we're using modulation channels 4 and 6. 4 is going to go into the formant, and 6 is going into the vowel. And we don't need it to be this high pitched. We want it to be low. It doesn't need to be tuned to anything as of right now. Ooh, rah, rah. Now the big question is, what sounds do I want them to make? I kind of want them going from ah to something, so like ah yay. Okay, so if this is our sort of bass sound, so to speak, and when I say bass, I don't mean bass low. I mean bass as in B-A-S-E. If this is our bass sound, then, and we're using 6 on the vowel, we're going to have to, this is going to be tricky, kids. Okay, so, let's do this. Let's go. Well, let's just see where this is right now. Okay, if that's high, we need to start on the other end of this, don't we? Okay. Hold on a second. Let's kill this. All right. Change of plans. I'm not going to attenuate this. We need to go directly back into it. Like that. And then Should we set up some kind of beat for this to mess with? No, let's just see if we can get a thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to punch some modulation here into the vowel. We're going to do it better. We're going to go low, 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 and then up and down ramp. And then on four, we're going to go high, 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 and then down and up ramp, which will give us something that sounds like this. Give it some gain here. Okay, that's beautiful. Can we just adjust it into something we want like this to make our lives easier, or is this going to be a real pain? Let's find out. Okay, maybe. What's our level on four, anyway? Let's check the modulation level. Too much. Okay, so I think we're going with that for now. So what, Tob? Well, I think it means it's time to introduce the wood block, right? Wait, let's get this back to here. Oh, we can't do this. That's not going to work. There's no... yeah. No VCA. So, here we go. Now we need to do a thing for the wood block thingy. And how can we do that? Well, we got all this other stuff going. Is there a convenient way? We could split some clock, or we could just go out of here for now, although this isn't the separate thing. We should probably keep this separate, right? 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 So should we do the whole clock splitter thing? I guess we could. We got clock here. Let's just drop some clock into our clock divider. And then we're going to take an out of the clock divider, and we're going to put it into... What should we put it into? We're running out of cables. We used them all up. We need to use... Well, basically, we need to use the baby. And, what's the baby? What is this plugged into? Okay, hold on a second. I gotta trace some cables. I found the baby. Except we don't want the baby. And we certainly don't need this ridiculous babbling. Okay, so, what are we doing? We gotta do the thing. Okay, first, what do we do first? Let's find a sound first.
Maybe that.
No.
We'd have to put some... No, we can't put delay on it. Because that's just going to be weird. Okay. Well, this is driving me nuts already. So let's start turning this knob. What am I trying to do here? I don't even... The worst part of it is... I get... Dealing with analog here. Okay. Is this what I want? Probably not. All right, let's do this. Oh, that's right. Oh God, I forgot. These are gates and they're gonna get double triggers and weird starts. Okay. Stop everything. Let's just... And I'm getting tired of this. So I'm yanking that out. And we're stopping this. Apparently we're not stopping that. Let's do it this way. Okay. And now we got to redo the damn everything. So first thing first, let's redo the modulation, so it's a little bit, so it's two-step and not this long drawn out thing. So we're gonna go like this. We go doot doot, we go low skwonk 4/6, and then we go high skedank 4/4 like that, and this is no. So we're gonna undo this, we're gonna undo the clocky clock thing, and we're just gonna plug this into here. And how are we gonna get around this little problem when I do this live? Yeah, who knows. And is this not synced up for some reason? What the hell's the problem? Okay, plug the monk back in, because suddenly somehow something else has gone wrong. And go. Yeah. This ain't right. So we gotta stop that, and we gotta do... Let's try to do this one. Which one's wrong? Let's just do them both over again. So this is gonna be low to that, and go. And this one's gonna be high to that, and go. And test. It's still wrong. What the hell's the problem? Let's make sure that... these are both timed correctly, and now try it. It is still wrong for whatever reason. I don't understand. So I'm going to reprogram both of these modulations again. I'm sure I did it right.
and it is not doing the right thing. Oh, I cannot figure out what the problem is here. Okay, let's make sure that we're going to set both of these for quarter note steps. Okay, they're both the same. And we're going to go low and then upping downy for six. And we're going to go high and then downy uppy for four. And no, it's just going back and forth. These will not sync up. And we're having other problems with the triggery thing too, because if we turn that back on, listen, we had a double hit there. And these won't line up. Okay, so what if I just change, what if I were to change one? Let's see if I can trick it. What if we did it the backwards way and we're gonna go like this? Gading, gading. And I put that into four. Is that, no, gading, gading. Wait, I did it wrong. Oh, now it's halfway doing it. Something is messed up. Something is very wrong with everything that I'm doing today. What is the damn problem? I don't know. Okay, this is, I have no explanation for what is happening. And even if we do get this together, it's not gonna sync up. It's not gonna sync up with the beat that we got going, and that's annoying as hell. All right, I just tried to do that backwards again, and that didn't fly. Why is this just not working out? Let's see if I can reset something by pushing some extra buttons here. And then we'll try reprogramming this again for the 50th time. Go. Okay. We are vaguely closer, right? We just need to work on the sound a bit. Really need to do something about that level. And now that delay is making talk, 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 talk. Well, we just really need some reverb there. I don't like it. This isn't working out the way I envisioned it. We're definitely going to need a different, better wood block. Or clave, or something, right? Well, it's too late to do anything about it now, because we are running out of time. You, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe, and I got to go, so bye!